AM Update News. I'm Zachariah Hughes, and it's 9:02. A tugboat is sitting on the Nome Port Causeway, and it's not going to move until ice breakup. Last night, the Nome Port Commission discussed what precedent this vessel's wintering grounds set and how the harbor can make money off it. Harbor Master Lucas Stott said the boat's owner received permission to winter the vessel on the causeway after not being able to travel south and not locating another storage site. The owner signed an agreement with the harbor that it will set the vessel back in the water come first ice breakup. In fact, the crane is already lined up to do it. And this plan, Stott said, has no hitch, at least for the winter. However, the boat could become a problem, a big one, if it's still sitting in the causeway after breakup.
So now the only way this would come back and bite us, in my opinion, is if next year that crane fails to put him in the water. And then now we're stuck with a boat right in the area we need for cargo.
If boats begin hauling out on the causeway, they might not return to the water in time. And suddenly the causeway will become defunct. To prevent this situation, Commissioner Roland Trowbridge suggested imposing a fine, a big one, thousands of dollars. Basically, make the fine so great that no owner would ever choose to leave their boat on the causeway.
So if it can be done, it has to be very expensive to do, or every year we're going to have somebody putting something there, and then sooner or later, something's going to happen where the crane is not going to be ready in time, or they were going to fire the thing up and the engine blew, or whatever, and then here we got a boat in the way.
Stott said that he is already receiving requests for next season from people wanting to bring tugboats up from Washington. Trowbridge said with more and more vessels arriving from the south, those boats may not travel back if it's cheaper for owners to leave their crafts on the causeway.
It's expensive to go south. That's why it's got to cost a lot, or this will be the option. Mm-hmm. Because if my option is spend $10,000 on fuel or just waffle around a while until the port, you know, until the port says, yeah, I guess we really do got to be able to pick you up here. You know, it's got to be a pretty heavy hit or it's going to happen a lot.
The commission did not declare a fine limit at the meeting or solidify a solution for boat storage on the causeway. Also last night, Stotts presented a new Alaska statute that adds port and harbor employees to a list of protected public servants. According to the statute, as long as port and harbor employees are in uniform or clearly identified, any person caught harassing those workers will be convicted to the same extent they would if caught harassing other emergency responders like firefighters and paramedics. Finally, Josie Banky, Nome city manager, said D.C. headquarters will decide today whether to select Nome, Port Clarence, or both to conduct a deep draft port study on. Banky said that report is expected for release in mid-January. This week, Alaska State Troopers responded to two separate search and rescue efforts on the same snow machine trail outside of Stebbins, just 2 days apart from one another. On Tuesday evening, troopers received word that 27-year-old Albert Bogoyaktuk was overdue snow machining from Stebbins to Kotlik. By the next morning, as troopers were readying to mobilize a search, Bogoyaktuk had been found by his brother. His snow machine had fallen through the ice on the Nuvalnik River. At this time of year, says Public Safety Officer Beth Ibsen, that kind of accident isn't uncommon.
Whenever you have, you know, the beginning of winter, you know, the ice isn't quite solid there. You know, the rivers, they need to have that time to freeze first. Yet it sounds like there's a lot of open leaves in many rivers throughout western Alaska. And they're really, it's a problem with the winter because the rivers are kind of the highways.
Late the next night, the village police officer in Stebbins was told by resident Jolene Thrasher that her 25-year-old son and 14-year-old daughter were past due coming back from Kotlik. A search team from Kotlik found the two of them waiting for a ground storm to pass just off a snow machine trail. In both cases, all the parties returned home safe and uninjured. According to Ibsen, part of the reason tragedy was avoided were the indispensable efforts of local searchers. During times of year with spotty ice conditions, Ibsen said, search efforts aren't always so successful. The Office of Public Safety and state troopers advise that if something does happen while traveling far off the roads, the best thing to do is to try and stay warm, hydrate, and stay close to your vehicle.
If something does happen, stay with your snow machine. Because a lot of times when we do initiate a search for you, that's the first thing we'll find. We'll find the snow machine, and then and it's, you know, if you're there, then it makes it that much easier. A lot of times the snow machine is more visible than person. And it's always good to have water. If anything, have a candle that you can burn so you can melt snow and make it into water so you can stay hydrated. Just make sure that you're plenty warm.
And most importantly, says Ibsen, always let someone know where you're going and where you're traveling to, and when to call for help if you don't arrive on schedule. A sponsor of a proposal to raise the minimum wage in Alaska says the effort is on track to meet its signature gathering goal. Ed Flanagan says about 31,000 signatures have been collected so far, with a goal of turning in about 43,000 by January 17th. Just over 30,000 signatures are needed to qualify for next year's ballot, but qualified signatures must come from at least 7% of voters in at least 30 House districts. Flanagan says signature gatherers are still working to meet some of those requirements and want an extra signatures, too, in case there are duplicates. The initiative would increase Alaska's minimum wage from $7.75 an hour to $8.75 as of January 1, 2015, and then bump up to $9.75 as of January 1, 2016. Checking in New York, the price of gold is up $15 even to $12.02.80. Silver's up 15 cents to $19.40, and zinc is at 92 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 has a slight delay and should arrive in Nome at 12:22 p.m. Unofficially, it's 15 degrees right now outside the KNOM studios, 8.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.